KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Really happy finally to be joined by a band that absolutely blew up last year. You've of course heard of Young Bloodhawk, and Sam Martin from the band is on the phone right now. Thanks so much, dude.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
First of all, how was your observatory show a couple days ago?
It was insane. It was awesome. It was totally packed, and the crowd was crazy. I mean, we've played down there a couple times, and we're always so surprised how energetic and passionate the crowd is. It was one of the better shows of the last couple months.
Well, you're not from far off. You're from Silver Lake, so coming down to Orange County is almost like a local show, kind of, right?
Oh, totally, totally.
Well, we are big supporters over here. Our radio stations, we just started in October. We're an indie alternative station in South Orange County in Laguna Beach. So when you guys get a chance to come through the studio, we'd love to have you. We have a little beachside digs in Laguna. It's kind of nifty.
Oh, we'd love to do that. We'd love to come in, play some songs for you guys or do whatever. That'd be great.
That'd be sick, man. So let's talk about your success. That's the big news of Young Bloodhawk. We Come Running, one of the biggest songs of 2012. Now it's on the pop stations. It's everywhere. I mean, did you expect it to be so crossover, so huge?
Oh, to be honest, not at all. I mean, I don't even think when we, you know, wrote the song and when we finished it that would be a contender. But I mean, yeah, we're literally blindsided by it. And obviously we're feel very fortunate that people are connecting with the message. And I mean, it couldn't feel better, man. It was like, you know, we were just lucky to get our CD out there to people, you know, so to have a song really react was way more than we even.
What's the story of that? How did the CD come to be, and why did it almost not happen?
Well, I mean, we knew we were going to put it out. I mean, we signed with Universal back in October of 2011.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were halfway through the record. We had like five or six songs finished. I mean, you know, they were going to put it out, but we never knew that the song was going to make so much move. You know, we didn't know that it was going to connect with people like that, but you know, it was great. We recorded the whole album in Simon's little second bedroom. He transformed a little bedroom into a studio, so it was really homemade and comfortable, and we can just kind of experiment
cool.
and do whatever we like.
What is the message of the song that you think people connect to?
You know what? I think it's just about not giving up, you know, and not letting obstacles get in your way or your fears kind of take over. When we wrote the album, we were going through a lot. We're really in a low place. So we kind of wrote this music that we needed to hear to kind of pick ourselves up. And I think people are really just kind of connecting to that, you know, there's a lot of possibilities and it's kind of all in your head to knock out those fears and just go for it, you know?
Yeah, very cool. Again, we're on the phone with Sam Martin from the band Young Bloodhawk right now.
Well, I don't know if this is official or not, but
okay.
I think that's what we're thinking about.
All right, man. Well, we're in a unique place with our station where we can kind of explore other parts of the album that the big corporate stations won't. So we'll be on it as soon as you guys let us know what that is. So.
Oh, amazing, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Keep
so
us
much.
In the loop. So you and Simon, of course, started this band, you formerly of Igloo and Hartley, which is another band that I'm a fan of, that we play some songs over here. You know, and that band never got as much success as Young Bloodhawk. Why do you think that is? Did you make the right move by kind of starting from scratch with the new guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the other band did pretty well in Europe and UK. We had a top five song over there, and
okay.
It never translated in the U.S. for some reason. I don't know. I think it maybe was just the musical style. People weren't ready for it, you know? And the band kind of split apart due to relationships within the band. But yeah, Simon and I started over. It's like that band went from the top to the bottom and we were kind of left with nothing in a weird place. And you're like, should we go back to school? What should we do? Should we get a normal job? Should we quit music?
Because, yeah.
You know, we spent 6 or 7 years developing that other band. And it felt like there's no way we're going to do that again. We can't start from the bottom and spend the next 10 years getting this thing off the ground. But it was, you know, what we had to do. It's what we're passionate about, and we really couldn't do anything else. You know, it's just what we love, and it's very important to us to wake up every day and do what we love. You know, I feel
yeah.
like life's too short to not do that. So I definitely think it was the right move to start this project.
I felt very hipster and pretentious, like when I knew the song In This City. I think that song's awesome, and I would play it for friends and be like, how have you never heard of this band? And so now I'm not nearly as cool now that I'm promoting Young Bloodhawk because you're famous now. So.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I noticed something online I want to ask you about. You covered Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, the song's awesome, but what was the impetus for doing that?
Well, we had to do it for this. It was like some radio thing, but
okay.
I don't know. I think we're all just a huge fan of that song, you know, and I love the message about kind of not ignoring people when they're down and just recognizing that we're all human and all that. We all kind of connected with the message. But yeah, it was just a really fun one.
It was
playing.
Cool.
And we like doing stuff that's like completely opposite of our own style. You know, I think if we do stuff, cover stuff is similar, it kind of gets a little boring. So we like to do little out of the box covers every once in a while.
And speaking of that, there have been some other Young Bloodhawk covers that I'm sure people have sent you or bands who have done We Come Running. I noticed something on your Twitter a while back of a kid who sent you, like he's like 10 years old and he was covering We Come Running. Do you have any particular covers that stick out to you that you really like?
You know what? I think there are, let's see, there's like this couple that did one on YouTube. They're like these little Asian kids, and I thought that was amazing. It was like a boy and a girl. It just, the things that little kids can do these days, man, it's insane.
Well, Sam Martin, thank you so much from Young Bloodhawk. Next time you're in town again, we have an awesome beachside studio in Laguna Beach, KX93.5. We'd love to meet you. I'll tweet this interview at you. And yeah, man, we'll see you when you swing by.
Dude, absolutely. Can't wait to swing by, man. And thanks for talking with me today.